Mark's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 13 to 17. I have come to call sinners, not the self-righteous. Very often I find myself taken up by a sense of guilt when I know that I have not made adequate use of the graces that God has put at my disposal. The tendency at those times is to become despondent. I might even hide away, wishing I were not noticed by God, and perhaps preoccupy myself with things that may seem consoling, but only for a time. At this beginning of a new year in the church's liturgical circle, I think it is wonderful to hear these assuring words that we have a high priest who is able to sympathize with us in our weakness, one who was tempted in every way that we are, yet never sinned. On account of Jesus' sacrifice, therefore, we can confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and favor and to find help in our need. And what more, Jesus himself sought out Levi, the tax collector, a public sinner, and had meal at his house along with many other tax collectors and sinners, to the irritation of those who not only ascribe righteousness to themselves, but who felt they had the right to determine who was worthy of Jesus' company. Jesus turned these Pharisees when he said, "I have come to call sinners, not the self-righteous." With such generous assurance of Jesus' healing presence, let us go on in our journey of faith in this new year and not be afraid to approach his throne of mercy and grace.